Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to an exciting new episode of Killionaire, the only podcast with the sole purpose of fundraising for the great Jeff Bezos. Unless someone else nudges closer to that magical $1 trillion marker, in which case we'll put our efforts and support behind them. But as it stands, Jeff is our boy. What are we going to do when he gets to a trillion? So glad you asked. Kill him. We're going to kill him and we're going to split the reward.
Important symbol for our time, everybody, I think.
Absolutely.
And things are a bit out of whack. And the only way to re-whack things back into whack is by whacking Jeff.
Not yet, though. It's not the time. You could whack Jeff off. Sure. Got no problems with that. Billionaires deserve to come just like the rest of us. But do not yet kill him, for it is a crime. Illegal. I also just want to quickly say I've been receiving some pretty enjoyable Jeff Bezos-related content over here at the Worst Idea of All Time, Inc. Facebook page. And this latest one, Tim, is it's a measure of Jeff Bezos against a Greek historical figure named Marcus Licinius Crassus. Have you heard of this historical figure?
I've not, no.
Well, you'll be interested to know there's three criteria. The first, richest man of his time. Tick, tick. Both Jeff and Marcus have that in common. The second, made money exploiting an essential service. Tick and tick. The third, died getting melted gold poured down his throat. In the instance of Marcus, that's a yes. As it stands, Jeff Bezos roams this earth with a throat untouched by the sweet touch of molten gold. What an incredibly hilarious and lavish way to murder someone best known for their wealth.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Have we haven't sort of like definitively locked in how we must kill him, right?
No, all options are on the table.
What do you make of this guy? Some molten gold down the throat.
I feel like so much time and resources already going towards getting him over the line. Mm. And then, you know, like I think... I like it. It's ostentatious. It wastes gold. But we have to remember, at the time of the murder, we are not yet wealthy men ourselves. We are but Tim and Guy fundraisers. If we, you know, after the fact, once we claim his riches as our own, then we can introduce molten gold murder as a means of disposing of the world's trillionaires. But it's very difficult to get our hands on the necessary gold and machinery at this point, because we're just not in a position to do that.
So can we can't steal resources from Jeff to fashion his demise? I guess that's unethical. The morality of this podcast is very specific in that we're very pro hand job. We're very pro people being alive generally.
Yes, but we are pro-life.
A very important distinction between that concept and the life and times of trillionaires, which not only do we think shouldn't exist, but we believe that so steadfastly that we're willing to take it into our own hands to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that is essentially where we currently rest. Like, I don't know if Jeff's going to cotton on to this, but the thinking man would get up to 999 $999 And then, I don't know, donate all of it?
Yeah, what does donate mean, though, when you're that rich? Because I, it gets a bit sus. You set up a foundation. It's like, well, what's the foundation up to? What are you doing?
Laying 5G, brother.
There has been a guillotine set up outside his house by protesters.
Really?
So that's a bit of a fun update for us. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the thing is, while that's exciting, we don't want to associate ourselves too closely with these figures, because at this juncture, it would appear that they're against Jeff Bezos.
Yes, we are pro Jeff Bezos.
That's right. It's going to be an incredible pivot.
This is like ringing a bell. So you just stop me if we've talked about it on this podcast before. But is there money to be made in the guillotine business right now? It feels like that's where everyone's at.
Yeah, it's difficult because if your real world investments and trends are following what's popular online, you know, you're constantly playing catch up. By the time you're responding to the information on the popularity of guillotines, undoubtedly there'll be some other trendier, more ironic way in which to dispose of the elite. And so
I got one.
You bought one?
No, I've got an idea for how we off them.
Oh, how we what? If we amass guillotines, you've got an idea for how we can mitigate the loss?
You know the quote that is attributed, but apparently is sort of not quite historically accurate, to Marie Antoinette, "Let them eat cake"?
Yeah, I do know that quote.
Let's give them poisoned cake.
That's the strategy?
That's the whole idea.
We'd need to bake a wide variety of cakes. A lot of these wealthy people, a lot of famous people are health nuts. They follow rigid eating schedules. They probably don't take on food from places that haven't already been swept by the security detail or aren't, you know, approved. So, I mean, again, I guess this is the issue. Like, we'd probably wind up spending the same amount baking and distributing these cakes as we would getting our hands on some molten gold, or buying and, you know, like hoarding thousands upon thousands of guillotines. I like the fact that we're coining a new phrase. I think that it will go down in the history books. I think I'm imagining...
What's the phrase?
Let them eat poison cake.
Oh, yeah. That is good.
I think, like, you know, you're cementing a place in history as the guy who paraphrased and in many ways updated Marie Antoinette's, frankly, passé saying.
I've always seen myself as a historical figure in waiting, and I think this quote is the thing that's tipped me over the edge.
Have you seen, there's been a lot of interviews with Jeff Bezos, or an old interview with Jeff Bezos resurfacing and circulating lately?
I haven't seen that. Have you watched it yourself, Guy?
No, but the headline keeps coming up. It's like a young Jeff Bezos at the outset of Amazon talking about how the business in all likelihood will be a failure. And I mean, where are we at right now? It's September for anyone listening along. I'm just going to look up Jeff Bezos.
Oh, his worth?
Well, not his worth, but just like, if I just punch Jeff Bezos into YouTube at the moment, what do we see?
Well, I like that you're getting your news from the sort of standard bearer of truth that is YouTube.
Yeah, man.
I'm just reading in the Hindustan Times that apparently he recently lost $44 billion, and I'm assuming that's USD. Although it would be nice if they quoted it in New Zealand dollars every once in a while, you know?
Don't you think? Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think everything should be run through a New Zealand mod, or like everything should be reduced to New Zealand terminology.
Here's something interesting. So he lost, according to this article, $44 billion because of all the markets going down recently. So his net worth tumbled because he's got so much of his money held up in stocks. If you add up the 500 richest people, collectively, they have added $830 billion in wealth this year.
That is
a lot of wealth to Ed.
I don't understand why this keeps happening. I thought we've seen this happen before, you know? And it doesn't end well. It never ends well. It's never a good thing when this many people are out of pocket to wake up and have a look in the newspaper and see that the 500 already richest people have added over $800 billion in wealth in 2020, a year most famous for a deadly pandemic.
Yeah, you got to ask yourself, you know, like, there's so many questions this opens up. Like, it feels like an instance of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic almost. It's like, what are you doing?
But they're selling them. They're selling seats on the Titanic somehow. Who is buying these chairs? How are they doing it?
I guess it's like if the Titanic's going down and you're in a position to sit on a slightly more comfortable chair for the hour before you slide into the ocean, do you take it, knowing full well that the investment is wasted either way because you're not going to make it back?
Yeah, true. It's a good question. Do you want to know another fun fact? Fun financial facts?
These are really fun, these facts. Yes.
Who do you think was the biggest gainer out of the 500 wealthiest people who collectively added $830 billion to their wealth this year?
The wealthiest man in the world, non-philanthropist and all-round good guy, Jeff Bezos?
Nailed it! He personally added $83 billion this year.
Wow.
And Elon Musk, a man famed for his childish and garish sense of humor, has clinched it with $69 billion increase.
What do you think Jeff Bezos thinks of Elon Musk?
Hates him, I reckon.
Why?
Because he... I was going to say because he's jealous, but the more time goes on, it seems like Elon Musk is kind of a massive dick.
Yeah, he's a maniac. Didn't he have this sort of... you probably told me this, maybe even on the podcast, so now it's your turn to stop me if I'm retreading old water, but... Didn't Elon Musk have this sort of self-made mythology that has been debunked, that he's like the heir to a diamond mine in South Africa?
Yeah, I don't know exactly like all the wherefores of it, but yeah, I think there's like a narrative told about him that he has pulled himself up by the bootstraps.
His diamond-laced bootstraps.
Oh, where'd he come from? It's like, oh, he came from South Africa to parents who owned a sapphire mine. Not exactly the rags-to-riches story that you'd like. It's more of a diamonds to second-largest wealth increase in 2020 story.
Do you know what I'm learning from this YouTube, this cursory YouTube search? Like, there's videos from 2 years ago. The first one that they want me to watch is Jeff Bezos Talks Amazon, Blue Origin, Family and Wealth. The next one is How Jeff Bezos Makes and Spends His Millions. After that, Card Tricks with Jeff Bezos. Do you want to watch Jeff Bezos?
I've seen that.
Have His Mind Blown by David Blaine. Have you seen
that? I've seen that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you think of it?
It's where he just acts like any other human being, which actually disappointed me. I want someone who's got that much wealth to be like, here's how you did it.
Yeah.
You've got two David Blaines, three packs of cards. Everyone in this room is fake except for me, and mirrors and magnets. And also, you brainwashed me because you are Darren Brown and I have been mind-freaked by Chris Angel, who actually is behind this whole thing.
You've made an amalgamation of several different mind-freaks and magicians there. This is, by researching this, we can find entry points, you know, pressure points, weaknesses. Jeff Bezos, around magicians, is vulnerable. His guard is down. He's no longer Jeff Bezos, man of steel, insulated by hundreds and billions of dollars. He's Jeff Bezos, child, blown away by the simplest of card tricks by well-known street magician David Blaine. Is there some way that we either incorporate magic into our respective skill repertoire so that we have that on hand, on standby to apply in the hopes of disarming him before, I don't know, funneling liters upon liters of molten gold into his gullet? Or perhaps do we wow him with a magic trick and then say, and you think that's magic, wait till you taste the icing on this cake. And then we hand him a lovely cake that in fact
is laced with poison. I think we need to get the cake in here.
You're a big cake guy.
I like us becoming illusionists.
What about this? What about we tease cake? We say,
We need a volunteer from the audience. Somehow we get it set up that Jeff Bezos comes up. He's a volunteer. It's a magic trick with a guillotine. And he says, no, 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 no. I have bad associations with guillotines. We say, well, don't worry. We know you love red velvet cake, whatever. We find out what his favorite cake is. We say, in return for taking part in this magic trick with us, we'll reward you with the cake.
Okay. So guy, I've had it. Oh, yeah. I like this. I'm yes-ending you. I'm yes-ending you. Okay. You know how there was that Instagram phenomenon earlier this year where everything turns out to be a cake?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're doing a version of that, but it's even better than those ones.
How?
Because it looks like... So, okay, first of all, we're going to have to become a very high-tier illusionist, so we're going to have to put some leg room in here so that we can get his defenses down, get near to him, get objects in his hands. One of those objects is going to be a slice of cake. It looks like cake. It all around has cake properties, right? Spongy on the outside. It smells good. It looks like something real yummy that you want to put in your mouth. What is it actually underneath the thin layer of cake? It's yellow cake, a type of uranium concentrate powder obtained from leach solutions in an immediate step of processing uranium ores. Thoughts?
Uranium is bad for humans.
Uranium is very bad for humans.
What does it do? It makes you a bit sick.
Yes. The uranium in yellow... Oh, no! Okay, maybe the plan has fallen down. The uranium in yellow cake is almost exclusively with very low radioactivity. That's the opposite of what we want. U-238 has an extremely long half-life, over 4 billion years, meaning that it emits radiation at a slow rate. The stage of processing is before the more radioactive U-235, that's the one we want, is concentrated. So by definition, this stage of uranium has the same radioactivity as it did in nature when it was underground. Okay, so I think we need U-235.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, uranium 235 is an isotope of uranium. I want to know if this one's bad. Why doesn't Wikipedia tell you if it's good for cakes and killing trillionaires?
It seems absurd. I thought that all uranium gave you food poisoning, but what the fuck would I know? My suggestion was that we get him on stage. A guillotine's part of the magic trick. You know, you've got your saw someone in half, and he's nervy, and we say, don't worry, Jeff, we've got your favorite cake here, a red velvet cake. He dies by a traditional guillotine means. The trick goes awry. We're insured up the wazoo. There's witnesses, but it's okay. Apologies are made. Mistakes were made. Forgiveness is given. He dies fusing two of his loves, red velvet cake and magic. How do we get the money, though?
What if one of the magic tricks involves us saying sign here with a vision that we will retrieve his signature later, but what it actually is his final will and testament, signing over all his assets to us?
If we can just get that signature on paper, that's
I think
starts.
The courts will be on our side.
I wonder if you can see his signature on Lion.
Yeah, a lot of famous people have their signatures online. It's quite an odd thing. People on Wikipedia have them.
In fact, here...
What are we to gain from knowing a person's signature, you know? Especially if they're alive. Maybe if they're dead, you should be able to see it.
You can buy a t-shirt with a signature on it.
Why? Who is that for? Us?
We are the closest people I can imagine to wanting that product. That is so funny.
Well, dude, it looks like uranium's surprisingly safe to handle. Like, it's not good for you. It won't improve your health.
But it won't be detrimental.
It doesn't seem like it's going to kill you in the way I was hoping.
Hmm. It's, again, we've got this case of multiple balls in the air. It's difficult... You know, like, this feels like so many different creative briefs where it's like we're writing out. The idea is expanding, you know, laterally. It feels like the idea is getting wider and wider. And what we need to do is sift through the, you know, miscellany of these brainstorms we've had. And we need to identify several things. And we say, this is how we do it. I mean, also, obviously, he's earning a shitload of money at the time by himself. We need to pitch in more. Do we have can we have a yard sale now that we're out of lockdown again in New Zealand? Have you got any stuff lying around the house? I can see stuff in your studio there.
I need to hold on to.
What's in that safe behind you?
Got a couple cameras in there. I do kind of use them though, is the thing of it. And the reason I've got a safe is because I refuse to buy insurance. So
is that safe fireproof?
Well, should we find out?
Perhaps.
See this? This isn't fireproof. I'm now showing Guy my wrist.
What'd you do?
On a webcam. I burned it on a toasty maker.
You got to look out for yourself, man.
I know. It's really important. I'm so hungry that my mind started drifting towards a cheese toasty.
Hey, that's okay. I think we've done good work here. I think we...
I don't know if we have. What are we like? We like becoming illusionists.
Yep.
I really want to re-implement the Zeppelins, though. There's something to me that feels very needed.
A magic show on a Zeppelin.
That.
I'm telling you. Like, I think we... Like, what I was going to say earlier before we started talking about magic, et cetera, is opening up this YouTube portal. This is a means of research. We're going to have to do a little bit of homework. That's okay. Yep. That's what you expect. Yep. I want to learn more about it. There's a video here. 312,000 views. Jeff Bezos' best laugh compilation ever. It's 3 minutes and 19 seconds of Jeff Bezos laughing. I'm going to watch that. I need to know more about this guy. I'm going to come back next week. I'll be able to tell you what it sounds like when he's laughing. Is it genuine? Is it false? When's he relaxed? When's his guard down? What are the magic tricks that are going to open him up to being vulnerable around us? How do we, as fledgling illusionists, get ourselves in front of the soon-to-be world's first trillionaire? What are we going to do with these t-shirts with a signature on them?
Maybe some of these questions answer themselves. If we're wearing the t-shirts and he sees the signature, do you reckon he'll be like, hey, that's my signature, and kind of invite us over? And then we're like, hey, Jeff, you want to know what else? Pick a card, any card, and step onto this airship.
Really, really good. Walk and talk magic trick. So the card trick is a walk and talk where you go, you like these t-shirts? Wait till you see what we've got on that massive fucking Zeppelin over there.
Yeah.
And then there'll be some kid trying to get off, and there'll be a wrangler saying, get back on the Zeppelin, you kid.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's shoveling coal.
We're in the realm of possibility now. Let's leave it here. It's tantalizing. It's a cliffhanger. On the next episode of Killionaire, more details to come.
Hi,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.